News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's bring in Padraig Crippen, who is with the Vintners Federation of Ireland. He's their chief executive, and he's due to meet with Minister Michael McGrath at 10 o'clock this morning to talk about COVID supports for the sector. You're probably going to get a very similar response, Padraig Crippen, to what the minister said there. We haven't seen the letter yet, but don't worry, we'll support you. Is that good enough?
No, that wouldn't be good enough, Jonathan. I mean, before this letter ever arrived, I'm not sure whether, listening to Minister McIntyre there, whether it has arrived yet or not. What we have, we're in a situation where at Budget Day back in the 12th of October, which seems a long time away back now, the government announced in that a phasing out of the EWSS, which was based on a premise at the time that every business would be open fully on the 22nd of October. Now, we know that the 22nd of October didn't happen. As a matter of fact, instead of standing still, we've gone backwards. But government have, on Wednesday of this week, on the 1st of December, they have begun to taper down the EWSS, which is the probably the main support that's there for the industry at the minute. We're in a very serious situation before the NPHET meeting yesterday. December is a month when publicans and restaurateurs and hotels create a certain buffer to get them through the months of January, February. That won't happen this year. We've basically seen all Christmas parties, all events cancelled, and we're facing into a very barren Christmas for both publicans and their employees.
The EWSS, the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme, was something that was helping keep businesses afloat. It is being wound down, but it could it be all academic if you're seeing hours restricted? We're talking initially about parties of six, no more than that, going into a pub. Most pubs in the country can happily accommodate that. The bigger ones will struggle. Nightclubs might not survive another round of restrictions. Can you see an end to this, Padraig Crippen?
No, I mean, it's very concerning this morning. I mean, if I go back again to mid-October, there was a lot of enthusiasm and there was light at the end of the tunnel. We're now in a very, very dark tunnel. Again, hospitality becomes the first receiver, as it were. We know that the chief medical officer did say that they didn't expect, when they restricted the hours in nightclubs, they didn't expect to see any great improvement in the virus situation, but it was used to send a message. And we've been concerned for a long time that the hospitality sector is being used to send a message. And that would be quite unfair. But we are in a very dark place. There will be significant supports needed, or there will be a lot of businesses who will not survive the January, February barren months of 2022.
Padraig Crippen, Vintners Federation of Ireland Chief Executive, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.